Unit 5. Recording 15.
We need to think about a new warning system to help drivers keep in their lane while driving. Any ideas?
Well, I think that we should have infrared sensors under the bumpers. They can monitor the lane markings.
Or we could have cameras inside the windscreen. They can see further ahead.
Yes, I agree. You have a point there. Cameras are probably better. They can detect the lane markings, then the controller can give a warning. For instance, you could have a flashing light or another visible warning. Or you could have an audible warning, like a beeping sound.
I don't think that's a good idea. Beeps and lights are too annoying and distracting for the driver.
So why don't we have a sat-nav voice telling the driver you're crossing into the next lane?
No, drivers wouldn't like that. I mean, it would sound like an angry school teacher or your wife or husband criticising you. We shouldn't use a sat-nav voice. By the way, I had a very bad experience with a sat-nav last week.
Anyway, let's keep to our main discussion. If we don't have a voice, a beep or a flashing light, what do you suggest?
Well, I think we should use normal feedback signals. In other words, signals from the real world.
What do you mean?
Well, for example, if you go too fast or leave your lane unintentionally, the car could make you feel a little fear. Let's say, for example, by tightening the seatbelt a little.
That might be too frightening and make the driver overreact. It could make him take too much corrective action and press the brakes too hard. Alternatively, he might counter-steer too much. You know, steer too much in the opposite direction.
You have a point there. So, let's make the feedback more gentle. If the car crosses the line, the warning system makes the steering wheel vibrate a little. Just enough vibration to make the driver feel something is wrong.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think we're onto something here. What do you think of all this, Tom? You've done research into how people drive when the car is full of safety devices.
I think the vibrating steering wheel is a good idea. You shouldn't have a system that takes control of the driving from the driver, for example, by pressing the brakes automatically. That makes people drive more dangerously because they think that the car is completely safe. Warnings, like the vibrating steering wheel, are much better. They make the driver stay alert and responsible for his own safety.